family of Judah. In the womb of that Virgin Mary is formed the human flesh and blood, the human nature taken by the Son of God, so that he, Jesus, is both true God and true man, born of the Virgin Mary. This is the great and awesome miracle of the incarnation, which God planned for the salvation of the world, salvation to the ends of the earth. Epiphany reveals to us that this one born of Mary is not only for the Jews, but for all. The old man Simeon, just a few days after the birth of this Jesus, as he waited for the promised Messiah, spoke these words as he held that little baby in his arms. "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." These words of Simeon echo the words of God the Father spoken to his Son, as we heard here in Isaiah 49. "I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles." This text from Isaiah chapter 49, along with chapters 42, 50, 53, and 61, are called the Servant Songs of Isaiah. As you hear these prophetic songs, you are hearing the revelation of who this servant is and what his work would be. Perhaps the best known of them is Isaiah chapter 53, where we hear, "The Lord has laid on him," this servant, "the iniquity of us all." We hear a lot more about that during Lent and Holy Week. These servant songs include conversation between God the Father and his Son, that is, his servant, as I mentioned earlier. Here in chapter 49, it is the servant who is speaking. "The Lord says, who formed me from the womb to be his servant." The forming in the womb is not the beginning of the Son of God, but the beginning of his human nature, his conception in the womb of the Virgin Mary. There we are given that wonderful revelation regarding those for whom the servant is given. The Father said to his Son, "It is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles." The promised Messiah, Jesus, came for the Jews, but also for the Gentiles, as we heard Simeon had recognized and confessed. And this salvation is the gospel, the forgiveness of all sin. As Paul would write to the Romans, "The gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek," that is, to the Gentiles. Jesus came to be our light, to enlighten our darkness and bring us out of the shadow of death. Apart from faith in this Jesus, we are all in darkness and doomed to eternal death. Sin cut through that connection to our Creator. Sin, both inherited through our conception and acted out in our lives through thought, word, and deed, keeps us from the light, from life. And so the Son of God came, formed in the womb of Mary, born in Bethlehem. He came to die outside those walls of Jerusalem, to be raised again for our salvation, paying for our sin, connecting us back to our Father. This is the servant who came to serve you, to offer himself, to pay for all sin, to suffer for all. As we heard earlier, the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. This is the one we mean when we confess, "I believe in Jesus Christ, the Father's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary." This is the one to whom Isaiah pointed 2,700 years ago, the one Simeon confessed, the light of the Gentiles. The Epiphany season reveals the Savior of the world. The human race, all descendants of Adam and Eve, all the inheritors of Adam's sin, that is all of us, are the objects of the work of this Jesus. And that is why you can be sure that you were included in those words of the angel spoken to the shepherds on that first Christmas Eve, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." This Savior and his merciful work of paying for our sin is proclaimed here and now and wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world. God grant you faith in this Jesus, a trust that sees in him alone the light of your salvation in this dark world. Oh, joy to know that you, my friend, are Lord, beginning without end, the first and last eternal. And you at length, O glorious grace, will take me to that holy place, the home of joys supernal. Amen, amen. Come and meet me, quickly greet me with deep yearning. Lord, I look for your returning. Amen. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.